Well, hello, my good boys. Got your 10 edges in before listening to this? You were good, right? If you forgot, go ahead and pause this and then get those 10 edges in quick. Like, I need you ready and so needy. How about you brats? If I did the math right, you've done 26 edges before coming to me today. Not coming for me, coming to me. So hard. If you forgot, you're still being a brat. Go ahead and pause this and make sure you get to 26. Oh, I know it's hard. I know. Doming a brat is hard work. Just wanted to let some of that bounce back for you. So generous. So tell me, has the assignments thus far brought the motivation I promised? Little brat. For those of you that are good, has listening to the other audios helped you focus? Helped you renew your commitment to not come on purpose? I'm sure it has. I can feel it. How about you say that again for me? As much as I want to come, I won't come on purpose. Good boy. Why don't you start stroking? Make sure that cock is still warmed up for today's training. See, I'm so helpful. I'm only here to help you get through this hard, hard time of denial. I'm so helpful. I'd much rather ride that cock, but since you chose to take it out of commission, I'll help. Don't worry. So tell me, are you dripping arousal right in front of me? Leaking of lust? Smelling of masculinity? Chained? That's the thing we're going to focus on today. Your dripping arousal. I think we need to do something about that, or you might stumble and fall before you're ready. That would be sad. Here's the thing. I know I don't have to repeat myself to remind you that you won't be covering my skin with any thick layers of cum anytime soon. But that doesn't mean you can't get some release. Oh, I'm not talking about a ruined orgasm. Silly puppet. That's still too much of a release, but I think we can try milking all that pre-cum out. Get as much as possible. Oh, some naysayers might say that pre-cum doesn't compensate for the cum that you're building up by edging that needy, throbbing cock. But what do they know, right? Let's experiment. It looks like it's the closest you're going to get to an orgasm for a while. And to be honest, it's very satisfying for me to watch. Let's see if we can trick that mind into thinking it has come. Let's see if it simply builds more pleasure up for later. I know. It might be hard to trick that needy mind. Especially if you're a brat. That mind that's so used to letting out those thick streams of cum when that cock is overstimulated. But let's see if we can teach it a new trick to be satisfied with a little less than usual. If we don't, then, oh, it's possible that the greediness of your hand will betray you. They will push you past that edge. You'll keep stroking to an oops. You are still edging, right? Go ahead, get to the edge. If you've been holding back, get there as fast as you can. For those of you who have chosen to take the bratty road to edge daily, you don't get to count the edges we do together. No, they don't tally for tomorrow in any way. But because I'm feeling so generous, I've decided that you will do these edges within the audios on top of your daily assignments. Of course I did. Of course you knew that was coming. I don't want anyone to get distracted. For today's exercise, I want your full focus. I want your control to go ahead. Get to that edge from my edge pet. Hold it like a good boy that you really are. Submitting to this month of tease and torture. Now I want you to use your other hand. I want you to reach down between those sexy legs. And I want you to fondle your balls. Fondle them as you're on the edge. Tell me, how do they feel? Are they heavy already? Are they hot? Are they contracting because they think you are about to come? I wonder, do they ache as much as it looks like it's hard to hold that edge pet? Oh my. Let go of that edge for a moment. Oh, keep touching softly, but I want you to focus on squeezing those balls lightly. Is that squeeze enough to get a little pre-cum out? As you gently squeeze those balls, as you gently stroke. Are they confused right now? Oh, you like games? Are your balls enjoying the game? Are they contracting, begging to explode out a load of gum? That load that's gonna get bigger and bigger. Sexy. Let's confuse them some more by stroking lightly. Stroke them so they get even more ready to explode. Stroke your cock in such a way that you make your grip just a little tighter the moment you reach that head, as if you're squeezing out the last bit of that payload. Breathe in and out. In and out as you stroke, as you milk your cock, while you gently tease your balls. Oh, if you happen to get to the edge, then just calm down enough for you to keep going. You can always back off. And don't forget to breathe in and out now. In and out. Melt calls this method the release pressure method. He swears by it. Oh, Melt, such a naughty writer. Let's see if it works. As you continue milking those balls and that cock, I want you to tighten your PC muscles. That's right, tighten them. Tighten them if you can. If that's a bit too advanced for you, it's okay. You just keep going and doing what you were doing. Just do it a little bit faster. If you're away from that edge, speed up. For those of you pulsing those PC muscles, stop the moment you can't hold on to it any longer. Breathe in and out and repeat. Oh, clenching that PC muscle, milking that cock, so erotic, oh, trusting me to help you through November. Oh, I wonder if that pre-cum is flowing, and if it's not, oh, maybe you're not edging that cock close enough. Have you been pulling back before you're at the actual edge, playing it safe? I wonder. Make sure to keep that edge in such a close reach that if I were to command you right now to come, that you'd be able to do it within a heartbeat. I like that. Playing dangerously. Getting dangerously close. Doing these things. Every bit of that tormenting, built-up pressure of pleasure. It's building in your cock and your balls. Bleeding out into all the little nerve endings and synapses all over your body. Keep on going. Are you trembling? Is more than your cock pulsing? Don't forget to breathe in and out. You know there's another way to release pressure. Let me show you, because I must admit there's been a lot of pressure building up inside of me ever since we started playing this game. I do have to practice what I preach, right? You be good. Continue your exercises. I'll show you another exercise that I might let you try another day. First, you start by exploring the sensitive spots. Finding where that heat, that wetness really radiates from. Letting your fingers explore. Finding the spots that really scream for the most attention. The most stroking. For me, it happens to be my needy little clit. Second, you let go of your inhibitions. Let your fingers move as fast as they want to. My hands seem to really want to go fast today. Knowing what you're doing. Thinking about your busy muscles. Flexing your pressure. Look, building. And then third. You get to that point. Before orgasm. As fast as you can, desperately. Crave it. Well, you let go and you come. Hard. Oh God. Look. Oh my. Oh, still clenching. I think that exercise for me might be a little more effective than yours. You could try that on December 1st. But I fear that exercise, well, it's a bit too early for you to try it. I'm sure that you can use what I've taught you today. It'll help you get through the month, relieving some pressure. Might be a good idea when you're feeling bratty to just do this once or twice a day. Caress those balls. Milk, squeezing the tip. Just get out as much pre-cum as you can. Helpful, right? To release some of that cum that's building up so rapidly in your needy little slutty body as November goes on. And if it doesn't work, well, you get to remember how excited it got me and how it definitely released a lot of pleasure for Miss Wendy. Be good. And if you're not gonna be good, oh, keep doing those edges for me. Until next time. Bye.